Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Now, each day during the spring membership drive, we're closing the show with virtual trips to interesting places around the world with the help of Atlas Obscura, the media company that specializes in sharing interesting stories and unusual destinations. Each day, we're uncovering one hidden gem from a different continent, and in case you're looking to stay in town, pairing it with an obscure spot to visit right here in New York. How about that? So we are joined now, and we will be every day during the membership drive, by Ella Morton, senior editor of AtlasObscura.com and co-author of the 2016 book, Atlas Obscura, An Explorer's Guide to the World's Hidden Wonders. Ella, so great you're doing this with us. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Can you tell us first a little bit about the book and the website? What is, for people who are uninitiated, an Atlas Obscura anyway?
Sure. So Atlas Obscura is a guide to the world's hidden wonders. It began as a website and it spun off into a book and various other things. And we like to seek out awe-inspiring people and places and phenomena around the world and bring them to you in the form of a website, which has a database full of places that you can visit, as well as feature and news stories every day. We have the book that came out in 2016, and we also do trips, both local and international, to get people out exploring in the real world.
That's so cool. So today's destination, I gather, or at least the abroad one, is a hole in the ground and a room full of dirt.
That's right. Yeah, sounds appealing, right?
Sure. Tell us about
it. It's so much more than it sounds. So the first place is in Turkmenistan. And in the desert in the north, there is a 230-foot wide flaming hole. It's 100 feet deep. And it looks like the top of a volcano. It's very impressive, especially by night. But it's not a volcano. It's actually the result of an industrial accident. Because in 1971, a team of Soviet geologists was drilling in the Turkmenistan desert for natural gas, and they found some, and so they dug down with their drilling rig, but a hole opened up beneath the ground, and it caved in, and their entire rig fell in. And because there was methane all over the place, they, I suppose, maybe slightly panic-driven, decided to set the whole thing on fire, maybe hoping that it would burn off pretty quickly. It's been on fire since 1971, so didn't quite go according to plan, it seems.
Was this through the magic of Soviet engineering, or would this have happened to anybody because, oh my God, who knew that was there?
Well, this is the thing. It's all a bit clandestine because it was a Soviet operation. There's no documentation, so we just have to go by the established narrative, but it's incredible. There's no fencing or anything. You can go up to the very rim of this impressive giant flaming hole. And another detail that I love is that there are a lot of spiders in the desert. Turkmenistan has over 330 different species of spiders, and apparently they are drawn by the heat and the light. So you might be there at night looking at this flaming hole, and then camel spiders will scuttle around and fling themselves into this fiery abyss.
It's kind of like how you can choose to be a news organization. You can be drawn to the heat or you can be drawn to the light. But this is a tourist destination?
It has become so, and there's been talk about why it hasn't been fixed in whatever manner you might fix such a thing. But it seems like Turkmenistan is welcoming the tourist income because thousands of people flock to it every year. You can drive out and just make a night of it. Why not?
Sure, why not? Go to the gates of hell.
Yeah.
And you are pairing this for today with a destination in New York, as you will do every day in this series, one abroad. Maybe even everyone will be as weird as visiting this, you know, fire and dirt crater in Turkmenistan, pairing the one abroad with something in New York. And so you chose?
Yes, I chose the New York Earth Room. It's a pairing of sand and dirt. And this is in Soho. It's on Worcester Street. And it's a door with a buzzer beside it that says New York Earth Room. You buzz it and no one says anything, but you are granted access. You go upstairs and what opens up before you is almost an entire floor of 22 inches deep of dirt. and there's a mustiness in the air. There's a humidity. It smells amazing. And it's an art installation. It's been there since 1977. It was by an artist named Walter Di Maria. It's free to go look at. And I just like the audacity of having this huge floor in Soho where the rents must be astronomical and just filling it with dirt.
What's it doing there? Where did it come from?
It's just hanging out. It's been the same dirt since the late 70s, and it gets watered once a week. Apparently, there were some problems with mushrooms growing because they were figuring out the level of water that was appropriate, mm-hmm. so that it still has that nice smell but doesn't get too crazy down there underneath the top layers. But it's just, I find it really calm and meditative to just go there and gaze upon the dirt.
And I guess that's the point, right? You're in the middle of the city with all the steel and concrete, and then you walk into a room of earth.
Yes, it's wonderful. And it's a nice surprise for visitors if you buzz this mysterious door and then go upstairs and say, look.
And I guess the irony is that both of these things were created in the 1970s. I guess we could say they were both man-made, one more on purpose than the other.
Yes, exactly. But they're both charming in their own right.
The one in Turkmenistan, mm-hmm. Are there like organized tours there, or how do people actually go see that?
Yes, people are capitalizing on it. You can join a group tour. You can get bussed out there to stand beside the wreckage. And it is quite amazing because it is a remote location, but enough people have found their way there to make it a relatively popular tourist attraction.
And I gather you have this sort of dark multi-stop trip that either you've dreamt up or you're aware of, where somebody goes to that flaming hole in the ground in Turkmenistan and also to visit Chernobyl in the Kiev area?
So this is one of our trips that we're offering in 2018. We're doing a combination of Kiev and Chernobyl. And it's been run by someone we've been working with for a long time who does tours of the Balkans and abandoned communist monuments, this sort of thing. And we wanted to do a trip to Chernobyl that took in a bit more context and history than the standard Chernobyl experience, if there
yes.
is one, because people they've seen photos online of like abandoned gas masks and children's toys, and a lot of them may have been staged. And we wanted to give a broader sense of what Chernobyl means and what it represents to the people living around there. So
fascinating. And
yeah.
We leave it there, but only for today, because my guest has been Ella Morton, senior editor of the website Atlas Obscura, and the book Atlas Obscura, An Explorer's Guide to the World's Hidden Wonders. And she will be back with us every day during the spring membership drive to take us on another obscure destination and pair it with something in New York. Great, Ella. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you then.